I'm just, I'm absolutely, completely ecstatic to be a Denver Bronco. You know, it's a dream come true. You know, I absolutely cannot wait to get to Denver and just get to work and, you know, give everything I have to the organization.
Brock, I thought your feelings might have been mixed because Peyton Manning, you know, generally speaking, his backups don't get a chance to play very much. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I could not be any more excited to be going to Denver to learn from Peyton Manning. You know, just like you said, a lot of quarterbacks, you know, might be upset with, you know, having to sit behind somebody. Where I look at it as a tremendous opportunity, you know, to learn from, you know, one of the best, if not the best quarterbacks ever play the game.
Brock, you worked out for the Broncos last month. Did you have the indication that they were very interested in you, and did you sense that they were excited about you even that day?
You know, it was hard to tell, but the one thing that I did truly feel from my meeting and worked out with Denver was, you know, just a great connection with the coaching staff. You know, I really felt like John Elway and myself really hit it off, and, you know, I just got a great feel from, you know, from being on the field with the coaching staff and even into the system. So, like I said, I think this is a tremendous fit, and I just can't wait to get to work in Denver.
I know you never redshirted. Did you run across Jack Elway, John's son?
You know, I actually did. Jack is one of my best friends. You know, we were shooting one floor away from each other back in the dorm at Arizona State. So Jack and myself have you know, become great friends over the past 3 years. And like I said, this is a perfect fit, and I can't wait to get to Denver.
Have you heard from him yet by any chance? A text come in from him?
You know, my phone's been blown up in the past 5 minutes. I'm not sure who's sent a text or a phone call, but I'm sure I'll be hearing from him.
I also heard at your when they interviewed you at the Combine, they asked you just about your decision, or you explained your decision coming out of high school where you had a chance to play, you know, scholarship basketball, college basketball, but you wanted to be a rare, tall quarterback. Could you talk about that process?
Yeah, you know, basketball was always a big priority in my life growing up, and you know, I really enjoyed playing the game, and you know, I was fortunate enough early in my career at Platte High School to, you know, be offered a scholarship by Gonzaga, and you know, it just seemed like the perfect basketball fit for myself, so I committed to them after my freshman season, and I rode that pretty much through, you know, up to the end of my junior year in high school, and really when it came down to it, and we were getting closer to signing day, I love the game of football too much, and I wasn't ready to give it up. And so I had to look at some football schools and ended up choosing Arizona State, and I was able to, you know, feed my passion for the game every day and, you know, just work to get better as a quarterback, and that's what I did at Arizona State.
Brock, now that you've gone to the Broncos, how pleased are you with your decision to turn pro early and not come back to ASU?
You know, I could not be any happier with my decision. Absolutely no regret on entering the draft. And like I said, I think this is a perfect fit. I cannot wait to get up there and learn from the great coaching staff, learn from, you know, John and Peyton as well.
Brock, could you tell us a little bit about where you think your game is at right now? What are the couple of things that you're really hoping to improve on and as you learn from Peyton Manning?
Well, you know, I think one thing, and you know, I'm going to learn really quick, but I think one thing Peyton does maybe better than any quarterback in the game is prepare mentally for football games. And so I can't wait to get into the, you know, meeting room and pick his brain as much as I can and, you know, just sit back and observe how he prepares for a game each weekend and in the offseason as well.
Can you talk? I understand Elway gave you a pointer or two at that workout last month. Throwing wise.
Excuse me, you cut out right there.
Okay, you said you cut out. Please repeat it.
Oh, the Elway gave you a pointer or two when you when he worked out, when he worked you out last month.
You know, John kind of sat back and he let. You know, Coach Gates and McCoy run the workout He didn't necessarily give me anything exact to work on, but like I said, I can't wait to get to Denver and pick his brain as much as possible and try to learn as much as I possibly can.
And everybody likes to ask you about your height, but how do you feel that's an advantage for you, or what sort of challenges maybe you have to overcome from the height?
I think the height is a positive. I really don't see too many negatives that come with it because of, the athleticism that I have. But, without a doubt, my field vision is a huge asset because of my height, where a lot of shorter quarterbacks have to slot in the pockets and find windows. I can just look over the line sometimes. So I think my height is a huge advantage in playing quarterback, and I really don't see any negatives that come with it.
Brock, think about the situation that you're in now, that you're behind Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's near the end of his career. You get to be groomed by him, and then eventually you're the heir apparent. Is there a scenario that could be any better than the one that you're in right now?
I really don't think so, but, whether I'm the guy after Peyton or not, I know there's a bunch of great quarterbacks in Denver right now. My job is to just go in and learn as much as I possibly can from Peyton, and I truly feel that there's no better quarterback in the game right now to be able to learn from and be around. And like I said, I'm ecstatic about the opportunity to go to Denver and learn from the game's best.
That being said, Manny, of course, is coming off the neck surgery. How comfortable would you be if by some chance you had to go in there and be the guy in your rookie season at some point?
I'll be ready to roll. As a quarterback, whether you're the first string, second string, third string, no matter where you're at on the roster, your job is to get yourself prepared to be one play away. Be ready to step in and carry the team, put them, in the end zone and ultimately win football games. So regardless of whatever the situation is this year, I'll be ready when my name gets called.
Rob, thank you for your time.